The race for District 1 of the Washoe County Board of County Commissioners features a rematch between two incumbents. 4 years ago, Republican Marsha Birkbigler lost the seat to Democrat Alexis Hill, who's currently serving as chair of the board. KUNR's Bert Johnson sat down with Hill to learn more about her campaign and what she plans to do if she's reelected.
You're running for reelection to the Washoe County Board of County Commissioners, a position that oversees elections, homelessness policy, public health, and a host of other critical issues. What's your main case to voters? Why should they reelect you?
When I ran for office in 2020, the number one reason I ran was because the county was not doing what we needed to do to address our most vulnerable populations. And I have been so proud about the work that we have been able to do to really make sure that we get folks off the street and expand emergency homeless shelter. The next phase is housing. So I'm looking into options to see how the county can support that. And I can chew gum and walk at the same time. We want to see how we can connect trails for the community, both in Washoe and also in Tahoe. And I also want to see how I can support our working families. We opened two daycares in Washoe County, one for our foster families, one for our employees. So we're doing a lot of great things. We've expanded library services. When I started on the board, we didn't have the libraries open on the weekend and nights. And we doubled the employees at the Registrar of Voters office.
What sets you apart from your opponent in this race?
Well, the reason I ran against my opponent is I didn't see that she was addressing the major issues in our community. That really made me think, wait, I could do this. I had been working in local government for over a decade, and I felt like I had my finger on the pulse of what the community needed. And that's why I'm so overjoyed that I've been able to represent this community. I grew up here, and I love it.
If you win re-election, what does day one of your new term look like? What kind of actions would you prioritize?
Day one encompasses working on all of the different boards and commissions that I'm currently on. I currently sit on 15 different boards in the region, and I'd like to see how we can find and preserve additional revenues to support permanent supportive housing. Additionally, we just had a tenancy support pilot project that we started at the county. What it is a social worker who leaves the CARES campus and follows you to your new housing placement. They see, are you taking your medications? Did you go to your doctor's appointment? Do you need anything from the county? Have you paid your bills? Do you need support groups around your addiction if that is where you're at? And we found that folks who had tenancy support stayed in their housing 98% of the time.
Republican county commissioners made national headlines earlier this year when they failed to certify the results of a primary election recount. They eventually reversed course, but only after the state attorney general sued the county. How do you feel about that episode?
That was very disappointing. We are, as county commissions, must obey the laws. I believe in the rule of law, and I believe that as county commissioners, we need to make sure that we also do not spread rumors, do not create conjecture or falsehoods about what happened during the election if we disagree with it. So I was very happy that a commissioner asked for reconsideration and it was brought back. And two of the three who voted not to certify did eventually certify. And I hope that we'll see that in November. But when you create doubt and you say you don't want to certify, it gives folks who don't believe in democracy, don't believe in your vote or my vote, an opportunity to take that away.
If you were reelected, would you commit to certifying future elections?
I commit to certifying future elections. I've never not certified an election. And so I think it's very important that voters look at this issue when they're casting their ballot to make sure that their ballot will count.
Thank you so much, Chair Hill.
Thank you.